Senator Lindsey Graham, Lee, suffering a almost complete crack up on Meet the Press. This is actually really significant because it sort of represents the shattering of a wing of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham used to be permanently ensconced as a member of the Bush-Romney wing of the party, the Cheney wing of the party, Nikki Haley wing of the party, which was sort of Democrat light. I mean, it was sort of, you know, whatever goes. What you're watching is the wheels come off here. As Lindsey Graham firmly rejects that politics of go along to get along, compromise is the highest value we can aspire to. Of course, Democrats never have to compromise, only we do.
Yes, exactly.
Years of candidates recruited by Bush Inc., by Romney Inc., for their willingness to compromise with whatever the Democrats want to do. And he went on Meet the Press and just lost it on some of these Republicans, like the Cheneys, who are supporting Kamala Harris. And said, "You know, what are you doing?"
To every Republican officials supporting her, what the hell are you doing? You're supporting the most radical nominee in the history of American politics, the Green New Deal, Medicare for All. She was the last person in the room before Biden decided to withdraw from Afghanistan. She was the border czar. She cast the tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Reduction Act that gives you high prices. What are you doing? You're trying to convince me that Donald Trump's rhetoric is the danger to this country. The danger to this country is the policies of Biden and Harris. Her fingerprints are all over this disaster, and I can't take four more years of this crap.
All right.
When you support her, you're supporting four more years of garbage policy.
Senator, we got a lot.
I can't take four
good
more
going. Years. I mean, it's like, welcome to the party. I mean, you know.
And look, Lindsey Graham's a moderate, is my point. Yeah. Okay, this is not bomb-throwing right-winger.
But when you get him pushed to the edge, though, he reacts with righteous indignation. And I listen, you and I have been saying what he just said for years.
Yes.
And listen, I am not a Lindsey Graham hater.
I'm not either. When he gets it right, I tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I do.
I think he does a lot of things right. I think he does more things right than wrong. It's just that Lindsey Graham has a history of being too quick to extend that hand across the aisle to embrace Democrats in thinking, wrongfully so, that they're going to help him with his priorities down the road. That does not happen. Period. It doesn't happen. Show me an instance where it has, please. I would like to think that there is a possibility of bipartisanship in Congress. It does not happen. As you just said, bipartisanship is when Republicans cave and do whatever the heck Democrats want. That's bipartisanship in Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do with Democrats trying to reach across any aisle to assist any Republican with any conservative policy that they have any interest in promoting. It doesn't happen.
No, it's just about gradualism. So you got where you are now, and where we are now is we have compromised so much on everything. The Democrats are like, well, they got nothing else to give. We'll come for the First Amendment.
The RNC should issue not a subpoena, but some letter of understanding to Liz Cheney and anybody else, and that includes John Bolton. Don't ever, under any circumstances, for the rest of your life, ever try to run as a Republican, period. Listen, I am much more concerned about conservative principles and policies than I am certainly party. But there's absolutely no excuse for these Republicans to nationally go out there and appear with and campaign for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in this campaign, period, end of story. If you don't like Donald Trump, fine, don't vote for him, okay? If you're going to openly campaign for and openly promote the candidacy of the Democrat Party, don't ever come back to the Republican Party wanting anything to be done. Local parties have policies. If you campaign for the opposition, you can't be a member of the party. You can't participate in the party business. You can't be an officer in the party. Then why in the world is the RNC not telling Liz Cheney, bye-bye, see ya, don't ever come back?
I don't know, but it's not good. I mean, look, I don't even know why Liz Cheney suddenly is some sort of force in politics. I mean, her own voters rejected her and took her congressional seat away.
Yeah.
Okay, so why we should be listening, I don't even know.
She lost in a primary.
Yeah.
She lost her seat in a primary. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was the deal. She didn't just get rejected by the voters. She got rejected by the party.
Meanwhile, in the best clip ever, this should be a Trump ad, probably will be by the end of the day today. Lizzo, much smaller version of Lizzo than I've ever seen, but Lizzo, she's lost a lot of weight, famous performer, opens a rally for Kamala Harris with this. And this is like, this is what I've been saying. This is what everybody's been saying. And even the Democrats know it.
I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
Economically depressed like Detroit.
Right. I mean, you're resilient because of your suffering.
Yeah.
Right? Like in the face of the suffering. What has caused the suffering? Decades of Democrat and Democrat-only rule. Most years, not all, but most years, they have the highest homicide rate per capita in the country or darn near close to it.
Unless Chicago starts showing out again.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people die there. But this is a disaster. Meanwhile, overnight, we have so much stuff going on. UK Daily Mail has dug into this Trende Aragua situation, and they won't let it go. They have reporters on the ground now. We ended the week with the horror show of an El Paso hotel that had been taken over. It's not just going on in Aurora, Colorado. Had been taken over, and children are being sold for sex out of the hotel by Trende Aragua. And the UK Daily Mail is telling the American people the truth. This is their main line of business. They sell children for sex after they kidnap them, and they sell women for sex after they kidnap them. That is why they are taking over these hotels. They need places with which to, you know, at which to do their business that they do. It took Lee over 100 law enforcement agents. It took over 100 law enforcement officers from up to a dozen, they said, agencies to raid this place and get conquer it back and take control. And as they did, and they put the Trende Aragua illegal immigrant gang members in handcuffs, the women and children they were selling were led out. You got to read about it in the UK Daily Mail.
That sounds like the federales in Mexico.
It is. Well, now they're not giving up. They won't stop. The UK Daily Mail doing the job the American media refuses to do, just telling you the truth. Hey, listen, you can vote for Kamala Harris, but understand what that means. This morning, they're out saying there are 10 areas now in the U.S., inside the U.S., where Trende Aragua, illegal immigrant gang members, have conquered territory. They have taken it by violent force. Think about 10 areas. One of them, they're saying, is Augusta, Georgia. This is there. I mean, they haven't taken the whole area, obviously, yet. But we will go to that eventually, but they are taking territory inside, and they're saying this is a violent gang. This is not a gang you can just coexist with. And they're saying there's 10 of these areas. They've mapped them out. The mainstream media through last week was just tolerate, 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 pretend it's not going on. Pretend we can live like this. It's totally normal. The headline on the article is, terrifying map reveals how bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang Trende Aragua has infiltrated America. And I'm sorry, it was Athens, Georgia, not Augusta. I had trouble pulling it up. And this is everywhere from Prairie du Chien. I don't know what that is. If I'm saying it wrong, forgive me. In Wisconsin, Stamford, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, New York, New York, El Paso, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Miami, Florida, and Athens, where they have gone in, taken property, and they're running these operations outside of it.
Tara, compare and contrast this to the whole accusations against the Trump administration of separating children and putting them in cages.
Yeah.
Okay? You have got children who are being sex trafficked here.
Yes. Openly.
Where is the American media? Where is the outrage? The Trump administration was simply doing what the Obama administration had already been doing, was putting these children that are coming across the border into separate areas where they could not be abused by people who weren't their parents.
And that's absolutely correct. The reason that children were separated from adults at the border was because we did not know if that was your dad or your pimp, and they were waiting for the DNA test to come back. So they had to protect the kids. Well, now that Harris and Biden have eliminated the DNA test, that last hope that we can separate the 12-year-old girl kidnapped in Guatemala from her Trende Aragua pimp who's bringing her here to sell her after having kidnapped her from her parents, that's gone. And I think they eliminated it because they didn't want a record. They read the New York Times article that said 89,000 children have been trafficked in here. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have lost them. Some of them are being sold for sex. Others are slaves. Others, God, no, we don't know where they are. And they went, you know what? We got to erase the evidence of that. And so they ended the DNA testing. It is the saddest thing. It is heartbreaking. I cannot understand. Americans, I just want, are Americans good? If she wins, are they going to tolerate children on corners? Because you know where you got to go for that right now? Cartagena. Sound of Freedom. You had to go down to places where they sell children in Central and South America. Now it's here. It's here. It's right in front of our faces. And the media's way to deal with it is to say Trump, 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 Trump. Ignore, 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 ignore. That's not acceptable. I don't know if we're going to have to form, what, militias in some of these blue areas, go in and extract the children? I don't know. Because all you have from the left is denial.
Yeah, exactly.
Just deny, 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 deny. I don't know. So much is at stake in this election, folks. You've got to get out and vote. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't. And you know what you got to do? You got to vote early. Not just vote's not good enough. You got to bank your vote now. Don't give them control over Election Day. You listening to me in North Carolina and Georgia? Don't give them control. You wait till the last day. All they got to do if it's a Republican precinct is deploy only 3 machines when 7 are needed. They'll back you up all day. Did you take the day off work? Oh, well, you're not voting then. Good luck. Is your boss going to understand when you thought 2 hours was going to be enough, you were going to take a long lunch, but now you need 7? Don't give them that power over you. Vote early, vote early, vote. Do it now. Go now and bank your vote. None of this silly online conspiracy theory, I see it everywhere, drives me bonkers. I see it on the text line. Oh, well, you know, we don't want them to know how many of us there are. Well, they're not going to know how many of you are there are if the lights go out or they don't deploy the proper number of machines. One of the tactics they were using in Texas was sending only 600 ballots to each precinct, like paper ballots, the kind, you know, you feed them in the machine and going, oh, gosh, we don't have enough. Oh, you'll have to wait hours while we bring more. Sorry, those were Republican precincts. Hate that for you. They can play all kinds of games. Or you can go vote early and bank your vote. We need you to bank your vote. And we need you to take as many people as possible. Listen, here's what you do. Because a lot of times the early voting location is not the same as your regular election day location. So what you want to do is go to SwampTheVoteUSA.com in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, doesn't matter. SwampTheVoteUSA.com. And you put your address in, your name and your address. It will tell you where your early voting location is. Understand, in North Carolina, you can still register to vote. You got to do it in person, but you can still register to vote at the early voting locations. Please go to vote. Go through your phone. Who do you know? Who do you know that you can text and bug them? It's not good enough to vote on Election Day. Vote early. That's what we're going to do. Vote early. Meant to hit you with this last week. It's very important. I got to explain to you what it means because this is a big deal. We've never seen this before. Did you see the part where since August, members of the UK's Labour Party have been coming to America to help Her Highness win the election? It started with the key consultants that helped them seize power. They didn't win the election, but they seized power anyway through a series of parliamentary moves. Sent them to America to help assist her campaign in getting elected. These are UK citizens, right? Why are they so interested? Well, their interest continues to mount. More than 100 of them at the party's expense are being sent here to help Her Highness. Some of them are going to be campaigning on the ground in North Carolina. I say Her Highness, you'll see why in a minute. Now, the UK Labour Party, just in case you don't know, is headed by self-admitted socialist Keir Starmer. So Harris is looking to lean on European socialists for advice and on-the-ground support. Why are they so interested in her winning? Because for the first time, they have a stake in ruling you. and me, you and me. This hasn't happened since before the revolution, but it's going on now. Let me put this all together. Okay, so it's roughly 100 current and former party staff, including those who do election strategy, flying to the U.S. to campaign for Harris, in addition to the ones that have already helped her. Okay, they have such a stake in ruling you in the future. This is the Labour Party of the U.K., I mean, that a delegation was sent and was present at the DNC convention in Chicago back in August. Why? Because for the first time, they really do have a stake. They really do. What happened after the Labour, Socialist Labour Party, which unfortunately, even though they got like 20% of the vote, the way the parliamentary system works, they run the UK now. What did they do after the Democrat National Convention? Anybody remember? We've never seen a thing like this before. They went home. And the top cop in the UK, the top prosecutor, I played you the audio before, asserted that he has the right to extradite American citizens for trial for what they say on social media. Who does he answer to? Labour Party. Labour Party. Now, after these Labour Party officials, who we now know were consulting on Kamala's campaign and are now on the ground trying to get her elected, including in North Carolina, there's some of them in Pennsylvania too. What did they assert right after the DNC? They hung out with all their buds in the Democrat Party. They came home and announced that they would begin extraditing from America the right-wing American political class for trial for the things they say on social media when those things violate anti-speech laws in the UK. And remember, Her Highness and Joe Biden said nothing. Why? Because they're cool with it. They're cool with it. This is why, for the first time, on the ground, you have members of the Labour Party feeling like they really do have a stake in this election. Why? Because they want to extradite you for trial. That's why. God, you know how much power that is? This is, and I've been warning, going to be an anti-free speech regime that is international in scope. This is a move to build an international government around the common shared value of persecuting freedom and individual liberty-loving individuals in America. They have a stake. We get to extradite Americans for trial. We could put them away for years for what they said from their mama's basement in Kansas. That is an ungodly amount of power. And for the first time since before the revolution, they feel they have a stake. And folks, they do. Or we could just win. We could just win. And you know what gave me chills last week? The last line in an article by The Economist saying if Trump wins, X will thrive. And if X thrives, Twitter, if it thrives, it's going to end the mainstream media. And it will. It already almost has. It's the number one most downloaded news app in the world. If Trump wins, we will do the opposite of the kind of international speech crackdown that I'm talking about, where Americans are extradited and Her Highness doesn't stop it. We will usher in an era, the greatest era the world has ever known for free speech. We will export the First Amendment and they can't stop us, not easily. Think about what this means for the world, not just here, but for that village in Pakistan that's basically run by gang and drug lords, for that village in Mexico where the people just want to be free, but the cartels run it and they've killed their third police chief, for places that never had free speech before. We can just, with the click of a button, export it, export American values, export freedom. It'll be like nothing you've ever seen. God, gives me chills thinking about it. This is going to change everything here, too, because they can't lie anymore. It's why they're going so insane. Did you see Josh Shapiro? Oh, the governor of Pennsylvania. Over the weekend on Face the Nation, vowing to investigate Elon Musk. Why? Because he keeps letting people have this free speech thing. Investigate somebody for allowing free speech? Really? I mean, this is a level of full-on cuckoo, like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But look, I'm telling you, who's going to decide this thing? Roy Cooper is not wrong about this. The governor of North Carolina. You folks in North Carolina are going to decide it. And you folks in Georgia are going to decide it. Trump must win your state. Trump doesn't win those two states. We're done. We're going to be extradited by, what is his name? Keir Starmer. What kind? That is the weirdest name. Does that not sound like? Never mind. I'm not going to say what it sounds like. It sounds like the kind of guy who would extradite you and then bury you at the bottom of a prison. Don't let them win. They're on the ground. This is world government on the ground in North Carolina. The Labor Party feels that it has power over you, or a chance to have power over you, to extradite you, to enforce their will on you. You go show them. You enforce your will on them by voting early, voting early. Fine. Who is that person in your family at every Thanksgiving they support Trump, but they never vote? Go get them. I don't care. If you got to get in a car and drive 45 minutes to their house, and you are going to make sure they vote. I don't care if you have to harass them. I don't care if you haven't talked to them in 2 years and it's weird for you to drop by. Drop in. Get uncomfortable. If you're in North Carolina, who do you work with? Who in Georgia do you work with who's like-minded? Who in your church are you voting? Have you voted? Hey, maybe you need to think about early voting. The lines are going to be horrendous given the turnout trend by Republicans. By the way, we're shattering records in a lot of counties. Not all of them. The ones hit by Helene are kind of, they're struggling. We need to make up for that. We need to pull. Because I don't want to live in a world my kids are extradited by Keir Starmer for trial in UK for whatever they said online. Joining me now is Tim Buff. He is the Burke County chairman of the GOP up there in North Carolina. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tara. How are you doing?
Good. Okay. So I want to first fact check what I'm finding on Twitter, and it's just reports out of North Carolina, and things look suspiciously good, as in record-breaking early voting turnout by Republicans in terms of their percentage, the Democrat percentage down, the Republican percentage up, both from 2022 and 2020. Are you seeing that in Burke County? Are you seeing it around North Carolina?
Yes, we're most definitely seeing that in Burke County. We have we've had a record turnout in our 3-day voting period of like 8,006 total votes. Mm-hmm. And that we're voting probably looks like about 2-1 Republican as opposed to Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then also there's all those unaffiliated votes that's added in there also. We're having a record. The enthusiasm here is through the roof. As you know, we were one of the counties that was affected by Helene that came through, the hurricane. And we were kind of concerned that may hamper some, but we've had a really strong radio ad campaign. One of our most successful ones was with our children's ad that we did this past week, and that really has struck home with a lot of people and got a super, super excitement here.
So what do you say? I have this percentage of our WRD listening family. They're still very bruised from 2020, understandably, and they feel like they should wait till Election Day to vote because they don't want to let the Democrats know how many of us there are. And this is a firmly held belief among some, not many, but some people. Tell me, is that a good idea, or should you vote early?
Well, it's typically been the Republican Party's way to vote Election Day. But, you know, we've kind of got beat with that a few times, and mm-hmm. we have kind of learned a little bit better. So what we have really advertised and really have encouraged people to do, come on out there and vote so that we can don't have to spend our time and resources sending you a piece in the mail about voting or sending you a robocall. And it helps us be better stewards of our resources that we have. And that seems to have resonated really well with a lot of our Republican folks, and they seem to be doing that. And we've also encouraged them to spend this remainder of the time, call 5 more people you know today and say, have you voted? You know, so that yep. seems to be catching on, that message, you know, and just work right on up to Election Day, focusing on people maybe who have not voted. And also, once you vote, you know, that checks your name off of the roll there, so to speak. And, you know, we don't have to spend time contacting you and begging you to go vote. It's already done. We can focus on somebody else. And we hope at the end of the cycle that we pick up many, many more votes like that.
Amen to that. Now, I know you're Burke County, right? So when I'm looking at your county,
right.
And you're one of those very strong turnout Republican counties. You guys are doing a great job there. However,
yes.
I am looking, and I know you're not there, okay, but I know you probably also hear the scuttlebutt. I'm looking at some of the hardest hit counties around Buncombe, that are Republican counties, Ash, Avery, Allegheny, Mitchell, and their turnout has been very light. And we know why, because there's such devastation out there in terms of just physical devastation, like no electricity, no running water in places, people still missing, people camping where their house used to be. Can you tell me about those counties? Are you hearing anything? Are we going to get them out? And given the bump in GOP turnout that we're seeing in counties like yours, can we make up for it? Can we pull the horse, you know, over the pass? Can we pull the wagon over the pass for them? These people have been devastated.
Well, the reports we're getting up there, our district chair, mm-hmm. we're District 14, and Tracy Stamey is our district chair. And I was speaking with her yesterday and again this morning, and she's in contact up there with the District 11 chair, which is Miss Woodhouse.
Yes.
And from what I am understanding, they have had a fantastic turnout up there. I know some people who were up there Saturday and Sunday, taking more supplies up that we collect down here. And, I mean, the enthusiasm up there from what I'm hearing is really good. I don't have any numbers. I can't give any numbers about what the turnout is there. But from what I'm hearing, the enthusiasm is really good because, you know, North Carolina people, they really felt like that they were kind of shafted by our government with a slow response with FEMA and all that stuff. So they're kind of really not just being patriotic, but they're also kind of taking it personal.
Yeah, they should.
So there's a good turnout there. And what we try to do, you know, we know that we're a red county and we have a good turnout. We have registered over, I think it's 1,250 new Republicans in the last year, and then, of course, 1,200 unaffiliates, and the Democrats' registration have dropped. But what we know we have to do in Burke County is, because we're red, we have to get enough vote out to offset some of the blue areas, like Ashland, Buncombe, and like Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and stuff. So we've been working really hard at that end as well.
Given what you're seeing on the ground in Burke, right? Because it's obviously not isolated there. Trump going to win North Carolina? Is he going to pull it off?
He's going to win North Carolina big. Okay. It's going to be a big win for Republicans up and down ticket, but we cannot take that for granted.
Okay.
We have to work every day like we're behind.
I agree.
The enthusiasm we saw on the lines yesterday, one guy I shared with you, he came out and he kicked up his heels and threw his fist up in there, and he said, I did it. I voted Republican, and he was a Democrat. So he was on the Democrats voting Republicans. That was very exciting to see that. You know, just our ads have been well received. People are coming up to us at the polling places asking for sample ballots. Our headquarters has just been inundated with folks coming in. We had to get Trump signs in four different times. Two of those times, which we had to buy and pay for out of our pockets. And, I mean, several thousand signs. It's just been it's been great. I mean, such enthusiasm. We're going to win.
Awesome. We need people to do that, though. If you are listening in North Carolina, you want to vote, where should you send people? Where can they go?
In North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
To vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to find out voter and basic voter information.
Yes, you can go to NCGOP online and find out some voter information to find out where you vote in your area.
Mm-hmm.
You can also contact your local Board of Elections, and they can tell you there, or your local Republican Party. Our phone has been ringing off the hook since it started.
Awesome. And also, if you are just confused about where do I go, I'm not a usual voter, that's okay. That's who we really need to vote. Your vote is the most valuable if you don't usually vote. SwampTheVoteUSA.com. It'll tell you where your early voting precinct is. It may not be the same as your regular voting precinct, so be sure to check before you go. SwampTheVoteUSA.com. It is pinned to the top of my Twitter feed and will remain there through the election so that you can find where you need to go.
And Tara, one other important thing to remind people of is, you know, we had our registration period has closed, but you still can go to the early polling places right now, this mm-hmm. day, cast a ballot and register all in the state. It's called a provisional ballot. So if you're not registered to vote, you still can participate in a process, but you have to do that now, because if you wait till election day, that option is not available.
Amen. Tim Buff, Burke County Chairman of the GOP, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Let's win. Go Red.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, just attempted to vote in Spartanburg. Couldn't even find a parking place. I work close by, so I'll be back later today. Yes, make sure to vote. Vote early. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I just sent $100 to Reform UK. That's Nigel Farage's party. That's how angry I am that Labour is meddling in our election. Yes, so say the Democrats. The party obsessed with supposed election meddling. Of course, didn't happen by the Russians. Hillary made it up. Over 100 key members of that party here on the ground right now, including in North Carolina, trying to get Her Highness elected. Our side put total wrong spin on that. No, it's election interference from a foreign power. Yes, it is. And it is right on the line of being illegal, like right up to the line, maybe over it, but definitely right up to the line. But that's not the point. Why are they here now? Why have we not seen them do this before? Because they didn't have a stake in our elections. But what they're looking at right now is the power to extradite the right-wing American political class and try us for crimes, speech crimes in their country. They will be allowed to do that. And we know this because we learned over the weekend that the Labour Party, led by self-identified socialist Keir Starmer, who's now the prime minister of that country, sent a delegation to the DNC convention in August. I didn't know that. What did they do when they came back? Immediately sent their top prosecutor in the UK out to assert the right to extradite Americans from American soil for trial for speech crimes in the UK. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden said nothing. Why? Because they're on board. Of course they are. They all hang out together at the DNC, at the convention. That's where they got the idea that they could extradite Americans and try us for speech violations in their country for what we write on social media. That's where they got it. That's where they got the idea they can extradite Elon Musk and try him. That's why they're on the ground. They have a stake now. Think of the power. You just go online and, you know, some American pundit who you disagree with, just extradite him for trial. That's an incredible amount of power. Of course they're here campaigning on the ground. Whew. European socialists here campaigning on the ground who assert the right to extradite you for trial. I'm sorry, I thought there was this revolution, 1776, Bill of Rights, 1781. I mean, I thought all that happened, but I guess it didn't. I guess it didn't. Well, you know what, folks? You need to get out and vote. You need to get out and vote like you would want your last breath of air if the water was closing over your head, because it is. It's closing over your head. But here, folks, here's the other thing, and I don't want to just scare you into voting, because, yeah, it's going to be really scary if she wins. But we can also usher in one of the greatest eras of freedom in the United States if he wins. And we'll build it all around X. It's already happening. Most downloaded news app in the world. And look. I put it out last week. I read you that line in that Zero Hedge piece. They can't take another 4 years of X sitting the news agenda because there isn't going to be anything left of the mainstream media. Folks, if we can get the lying mainstream media fully discredited with actual truth, there's nothing we can't do. No amount of freedom we can't have. No amount of return to the values of 1776 and 1781 that we can't have. We can do all of it. For the first time, we can go toe-to-toe and counter them in the modern era. It was the only reason Trump won in 2016. They hadn't put the speech censorship controls on social media yet. It's why he lost in 2020, because they had put them on. We could take it back. We could take all of it back. We could change everything. We have this one last chance. So yes, it's scary. You should go vote out of fear, but you should also look at the horizon and what could be in the world if we win. Just in terms of free speech, forget everything else. The greatest renaissance of free speech we have seen in our lives. No gatekeepers.